Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey, what's going on, friends? It's time for another free view of the lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. I released the shows in the order that they happened back during those years. Twice a week on my Patreon, every Monday and Friday, I release a new edition of the lost Zane recordings. I describe it as an audio time capsule. There were some fantastic moments during my time on the radio station, so I share them with you in all their glory on my Patreon. Part of the giant catalog of material that I publish each and every week on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, Eric Zane, all one word. About 15 hours of content each and every week, so if you like my podcast, and you're like, boy, I wish I had something more to listen to. I'm all caught up and everything else stinks. Then sign up for the Patreon. Try it out for just $5 a month for the entire audio archive and everything new. And if that's something you like, well, then convert it to a yearly and I'll save you 10%. But if you want the audio and the video and the live streams, that is $10 a month or $120 for a year, saving 10%, $108. Okay, there you go. That's my in-your-face sales pitch about what I do. If you're not interested, no worries. I am just excited that you took the time to listen to this. Thank you very much. Here we go with another edition of the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. And good morning. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show for Monday, September 12, 2016. Show number 105 from themapesdead.com Bankruptcy Studios. Up and running for another work week. Weather today should be nice. High up around 76. Lots of sun. Right now it's 53 outside. Feels great outside. Tuesday and Wednesday, chance of rain. And that's as far as I'll go. So here we are, tons of things to get into today. It's one of these, it's a day where during the weekend, thanks Tyler, kind of started out taking notes about things we can talk about. And then they keep piling up. It's almost like it's a weird situation where there's so much stuff to throw into one show that placing it all in appropriate spots to talk about is sometimes a challenge. But we'll make it through. I'd rather have it this way than any other way. Let's start off by welcoming the one and only Julius. Hey, man. Oops. Okay. My bad.
Good morning. How's it going?
Try that again.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, as we sit here, there is a very important piece of equipment called the delay.
Yeah, it's a very important piece of equipment. How about that?
Especially
For a radio show like ours.
Yes. You know, one where occasionally you'll get somebody on the air, a phone call on the air talking, you know, and whereas we're probably 95% safe in terms of our own mouths saying something.
That 5% is pretty bad.
If things go south, like somebody swears, you hit this big red button that says dump, and then it eliminates things that are said on the air so that you're kept safe. You're not in any jeopardy of being in trouble. Now, why? Is there a particular reason why the delay wouldn't be on? Is it because there was a baseball game going on that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that has to go back on at the end. That's like one of
Absolutely.
Those. There's like a checklist of things that the person who's running the show when a baseball game is on has to do. And one of those things is make sure the delay is charged up again so that when the Eric Zane show comes on, he's safe. It wasn't. Thank God.
Again! Again! I'm so damn pissed off at this place. I swear. How many emails do I have to send out to get this thing effing fixed? It's not getting fixed. Someone needs to pay attention.
So if it's not running, that is has to be caught by Julius, which he did, to his credit. And I'm so glad he did, because if he wasn't here, I'm telling you, folks, if this guy was not here, there would be so much turmoil. The learning curve would be forever a learning curve at such a slow angle for me. That I would so misstep all the time. But thank God that it's up and running. Tyler Doan is here. Tyler, good morning, buddy. How are you, man?
Hi. Hey, guys.
So Tyler is here. Julius is here. And the Lions win. I did not see this coming. The Lions win yesterday in Indianapolis. And
I told you it could happen.
Yeah, well, honestly, who really thought that they would play as well as they did, outside of a couple of, I thought, some dumb penalties late in the game. That taunting penalty was a bit of a problem. Not the end of the world, though, because they ended up winning the game, obviously. And then the missed extra point. When the missed extra point occurred.
Oh, I was like,
everybody was thinking, so Lions. But for them to respond on the road that way, even after Indianapolis goes down the field and scores that touchdown to go ahead after their extra point.
Oh, it was written.
Yeah, but then I looked at the guy, go 30, 35, 37 seconds, three timeouts, and they're starting at the 25, and I know that...
Caldwell luck boxed into that, by the way.
I'm sorry? With the what? The
three, he should have called timeouts there. He let about a minute run off when they were in field goal range going to score. If it wasn't for stupid Chuck Pagano calling a timeout and then the review and all that.
I'm confused. At what point of the game was this?
This was at the very end. The Lions had three timeouts. Yeah. Clock is running. Why don't you call a timeout? Give yourself some more time.
So,
because you know the Colts have to go for they're going to go for the touchdown.
Right.
Why not call a timeout?
You're
give yourself
about when the Colts still had the ball.
Yes.
Okay.
It was like 1:20 left. Give or take.
So,
and they were just letting the clock run down. Everyone was like, what are the Lions doing? Why aren't they calling a timeout here?
Well,
I mean, they locked into a win.
You know, how often do you see a team, I think Jack Del Rio did this in the Raiders win, when they think they're going to go into score, they'll eat as much clock as they can. So that's to your point. But the fact that...
And the Colts were smart. They would have run the time down, but they're not smart. So the Lions were very lucky to actually win that game.
To have all that time and three timeouts and the ball at the 25.
Yeah.
Now, Prater missed that extra point, so he might have been a little rattled, but this guy has a cannon for a leg, and his accuracy might not be as great as some of the guys, but he's pretty damn good.
That was very uncharacteristic.
For him to nail that field goal?
No, for him to miss that extra point.
Okay, so then, and by the way, between Theo Riddick and Matt Stafford, those guys were pretty damn good yesterday.
Yeah,
and
you can say that.
So Riddick, on that touchdown drive, after he was gone for a third of the game, getting tested for a concussion,
I thought he was going to be out.
Does not have a concussion, and then Abdullah, he had to leave the game, and so Riddick comes in, and he ran the ball like Barry Sanders, man. A couple of those runs, both of those runs. That he was stopped.
Riddick is our most important player for the Lions this season, I think.
He
changes everything.
I did
He's probably the best running back.
Yeah.
Forget about Amir Abdullah, But he's also probably second best pass catcher.
But Abdullah was in when Riddick was being tested.
He did all right.
He did well enough.
When Riddick came in, you were like, oh, yeah.
So he just lit him up, and then they had that touchdown to take the lead. Prater misses the extra point. Colts score. Lions come back. And then Stafford, one of the things I thought was important was, first of all, he's screaming at everybody.
Because Eric Ebron's a moron. He's going up there celebrating like some kind of clown, like he just won the damn Super Bowl. Dude, clock is running. There's like less than 30 seconds left. At that point, there was less than 20 seconds, 15 seconds left. What are you doing celebrating, doing the first down dance? Get your ass back into the huddle.
And then who was the dude who did not take it out of bounds? That was weird. Because there was like 12, 13 seconds left.
You might be talking about
Jones. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
He got tackled in bounds, but he could have very easily have bounced it out of bounds.
Hey, that's fine. I mean, we still had timeout.
We did.
I kind of wish they would have just run the clock down a little bit more.
You know what was weird is they called that last timeout. And then they have no timeouts and chance to win. They ran another play. And they just threw it out of bounds, which I don't know why that even happened.
They didn't know what to do.
Isn't that strange? No,
it was a little strange.
When you have a team that's not really...
But they didn't want to give the Colts enough time to have a real chance at it.
So they threw it out of bounds, which I guess is good in terms of eating that clock, like you said. And then dude nails that field goal, which when it left his foot, I thought, it's not going to make... Oh, it is going to make it.
I was convinced he was going to make it at that point.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Wow, that was something that too often Lions fans have seen, and then they would lose that game. But maybe not so much, because I saw a stat someone posted on Twitter that since 2012, Matt Stafford has the most...
Tied for most, yeah.
Yeah,
come from behind wins. 15. I mean, that stat's a little bit overused, because that means that your team was down. But, I mean, I like Matthew Stafford more than most people around here. A lot of people hate him, but meh. Right. He's pretty good.
He had a great game. He had one of the best games of the entire weekend in terms of efficiency. He didn't throw any picks. He seemed to lead them down what kind of stood out to me as the guy.
Watch, the Lions are going to go like 2-0 and everyone's going to get so excited.
That's exactly right.
They're still going to go 7-9 this season.
You have to be very careful with this team. And a win is a win, and you kind of talk about it on Monday for the Monday morning quarterback type of deal, as much as my pedestrian brain can follow this. And then you kind of get set up for the next game, the home opener. Tyler.
One area of the Lions that I was kind of impressed with, not as being not a Lions fan, was their defensive line. I thought that they got after Andrew Luck and made him uncomfortable for the entire game.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of times Luck got away, man. That guy is another good quarterback, I think.
I think he's a pretty good quarterback. Yeah.
I've
heard that said before.
Basically,
yeah.
What I'm saying there with my extreme football knowledge is he's pretty good. That's what I'm telling you.
Without this Colts team is not good. I saw a lot of people say, "Oh, this Colts team's really good." No. Without Andrew Luck, this team is a 4-win team. They're awful, and they were riddled with injuries. Their best defensive player, was out. So Lions, I mean, they could barely beat a terrible team.
Yeah.
With injuries everywhere.
Now,
the Lions were the healthiest team in the NFL coming into the regular season. No one was injured. Except for Pettigrew, but he's out for an extended period of time. Colts were one of the most injured teams in the league, and you barely beat them. You lucked into beating them.
Do you think that this is the type of thing, though, that when you have a team that no one really knows how good or bad they could possibly be, when they get a win like this, that momentum plays into it? That
I don't really believe in momentum between games.
No.
Especially in the NFL where there's 7 days in between.
So now,
it's not like in baseball where you have three-game series, so you can carry the momentum over, which, by the way, the Tigers. But I don't believe in momentum between games necessarily.
Is it Zimmerman, the guy who struggled?
Oh, yeah, that was great. And then they were like, oh, you know, maybe he wasn't quite ready to come back.
Oh, really? back to the
Lions. What gave that away? Was it the meatballs he was hanging up for the Orioles?
Really bad. Back to the Lions. They open up the home schedule against Tennessee, who I don't know anything about them.
Tennessee's not bad. Young players, some veterans, they're going to surprise some people this year.
So the Lions host Tennessee, the home opener. You know that place will be loud. And we have a ton of Lions tickets to give away.
Yeah.
This developed just as the weekend was getting started.
Don't you love when that happens?
Yeah, but you
weeks
know,
wrapped up, and then it's like you get this big old thing drop in your lap. You're like, oh, sweet.
It's like a great way to start the week. We were able to make this happen, and so we have three pair of Lions tickets.
Per day, right?
Till Thursday. Yes, we have 12 pair total to give away for the home opener for the Lions and Tennessee.
I'm only seeing Monday through Wednesday, but maybe.
Yeah, who knows? Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's put a caveat on that because sometimes details are a little sketchy. But I was told initially through Thursday. But if we can only get Wednesday, I'll take that too.
Oh, yeah.
And today I have secured as to how we can give those away. I haven't even mentioned to Julius or anybody how we will do this. But as the hour progresses, we will tell you about it. And I will tell you this. At the top of the 7 o'clock hour. So, and then usually when I say top of the hour, that usually means like 5 or 10 after.
Mm-hmm.
Near the top of the 7 a.m. hour, 8 a.m. hour, and 9 a.m. hour, we will have those tickets to give away. So make sure you are listening. Because that will be your chance to win. It will not be just caller whatever. It is as we like to do, a game. An involved game here on the radio. You'll need to block out about 10 minutes of your time. If that's you, you'll need to call. Not now. In about an hour. Also today, a lot to talk about. I was out at South Christian High School, their Sportsplex, on Saturday with all the folks there for Victory Day. Special needs people running for a touchdown with the marching band, the crowd, everybody cheering, the players from South Christian involved. And, man, that was an exceptional event. Coach Taminga and all the volunteers did a terrific job. It was not without incident. Bill was the play-by-play guy. Bill did everything perfect. Frankly, I didn't have anything really to do that could be construed as bad or good. All I literally had to do was stand there and say, thanks for coming. That's all I had to do. And somehow...
still messed that up.
Somehow, because...
you're stupid.
Well, yes. We don't even need to say that, Julius. Everybody knows that. Because I was chewing gum, something terrible happened. Now, how the hell could me chewing gum cause a catastrophe?
Did you spit it at one of the kids on accident while you were speaking?
I think that would have been better. I think that would have been better. And Bill needs to be involved in this story. We'll talk to him at 7:40. So just prior, like that same break, that we start to bring Bill in for 10 minutes with you, Joe. I'll set that up. John Spider Sally. From the bad boys days of your Detroit Pistons. was doing a interview tour on Friday. And we were fortunate enough to have some time with one of the all-time favorite Pistons. Spider Sally is a talented man. Not only was he great at basketball and a fan favorite, but Sally can talk to you about anything. He's very good. When he was on the Best Damn Sports Show, period.
Oh, he was awesome. Oh, he was my favorite one.
He was very funny, and I think he still does stuff in sports broadcasting to some degree today. Now, this was a pre-recorded interview that we did on Friday when we got off the air. You could have knocked us both over with a feather when Sally started telling us what he's promoting. And I don't think anybody would be able to guess it. Did you know he was going to be talking about that?
No, absolutely not.
I didn't.
Nobody knew.
No one gave me
I'm still
me
not convinced
up.
It's actually true. I'm not sure if it was John Sally, to be honest with you.
We're talking to Spider. It was. It had been. I could tell by his voice.
Yeah, it was definitely him.
But it was so strange when we said, so Spider, what's going on? And then Spider tells us what his latest idea for, to actually earn a living is. And we'll talk to Spider at 8:40.
Now I want to join in on his get-rich scheme, by the way.
I know That's you awesome. Do. I know you do. John Spider Sally has an incredible get-rich-quick scheme that, boy, the stars have to align for this to go off, but he wants to do it in the great state of Michigan. So that's something you need to think about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. This hour, in reverse order, the crazy lady who can't stop marrying her kids. Prior to that, the exploding Galaxy Note 7. Have you heard about this?
Those things are just blowing up.
This is the crown jewel of the Samsung world, the Android world. Uh-oh. And in the next segment, I woke up with some real trouble on Sunday morning, man. Pissed off wife in an absolute mess. Wait until you hear what happened there. There's so much more to get into, including Harbaugh's Boogergate, the Central Michigan University Chippewas. Wow, did Oklahoma State get screwed? Unbelievable. All on the way next, as we do this from the, I shouldn't say that's not next. Next segment, I'll tell you about what happened Sunday morning. The complete disaster. As we do this from the Mapestat.com bankruptcy studios, emails to the show are brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. And any phone call, you can call anytime about anything. We'll stop for you. 800-785-1073. Phone calls brought to you by our friends at Allen Bob's. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want the full show, patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.